in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year, you know, Kendall. I think this year is gonna really be the year.
This is gonna be our year.
For Cliff and Kendall.
It is. I hope so. I hope this is the year we get the Peabody.
Let's start now saving up the entry fee.
There we go.
That's the first step. Step
we're
one.
We're now accepting donations for our entry fee for the Peabody Awards. But that's neither here nor there. Cliff, it is New Year's Day, and we are here in Dhaka, Bangladesh.
Oh, now, we were going to be at the... I don't even want to say.
Right, don't, please.
Where we were going to be, because it was such a cool, awesome, life-changing place that we were going to go. But somebody, not mentioning any names, just being real vague about it.
And I've been asked not to mention any names as well.
No, someone had a slight, huge bowel attack in the podcasting booth, and Charles is outside hosing it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't really record in there. So we're just here in our motel room.
Or at least there's a hose sitting next to it. I don't know where the hell Charles went, but he's in progress.
He left a post-it that said, coming back.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll return.
We'll be back. We'll return. It said something. That was the gist of it. Crockpot told us, I forget the exact wording. It might have been back in 10 minutes.
I want to make sure you got the wording right, Cliff.
I want
to make sure you got the wording right.
So, if Crockpot, we're usually in a glass booth and we can motion to people. I can't motion to her. She's out in the hall or in her room. I don't know. If she comes back in, we'll ask her.
Moving on. We're in the motel room, as we've said. It's a wonderful place here, wonderful motel. I know when you think to yourself, what a wonderful motel room this is. And we're talking about New Year's. What are we talking about? That's what I'm trying to remember is the
Kendall,
topic.
Kendall, we want our listeners to live every day like it's New Year's Day. Live every day like you're at a New Year's Eve party. Why not?
Because that'd be 5,000 pounds.
Oh, Kendall, you already are. Uh-oh, Kendall, hashtag too late.
Too late. It is too late.
A little too late for that one, Kendall, but better luck next life.
Thank you.
But yeah,
hopefully I get another chance.
Well, we'll see. It remains to be seen. The remains
chance
of the day. Let's just talk. Let's just talk at the same time. That's what this year's going to be like, folks. We've been around for 500 shows.
Why should it change now?
And 500 years.
Oh, hello. Sorry, we didn't see you coming. There's no glass to look at.
Happy New Year, boy.
I'm sort of barging like that, dear.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes.
Oh, boys, have you eaten a bowl of black-eyed peas yet?
Oh, yes, dear. You know, it's very important to have a bowl of black-eyed peas for good luck.
I recommend having them first thing in the morning.
I have not had any yet, but I will try to eat some before the end of the day.
Yeah, do you have an extra can?
Dear, I always have an extra can. I have too much in my bag.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. And there's a can opener as well, if you need
that. Oh, I was wondering.
Thank you. Now we have everything we need.
I was hoping Kendall had an app that would have the can.
Not yet.
Someday.
Oh, dear, we're so busy, dear. We're trying to get through all these wonderful hobbies and tasks that we want to keep doing all year, dear. You know, it's very important that whatever you do on New Year's Day, you're going to be doing it for the rest of the year.
Oh, yes. This has long been known, proven by scientists, boys.
Yes, dear. 9 out of 10 agree.
Oh, yes. That's good. There's no use trying to avoid it.
All right, well, that's good, because we're sitting here doing a show.
Oh,
that means
yeah.
We're going to be doing a show for the rest of the year, every day.
That's good. And, oh, my gosh, I had a huge breakfast, so I look forward to 364 more of those.
Oh, dear, well, that's wonderful. We of course, had a wonderful breakfast as well, and now we have a wonderful dance class coming up here in the next few moments, dear, so we're going to get I'm running over there, dear.
Oh, watch me, cha-cha. I'm going to cha-cha over there, girl.
Look at him go, dear. Cha-cha. He's getting so much better. Dear, watch out for that flight toad over there. they have so much fun dancing.
Happiness tips.
Happiness tips.
For a new year.
Have you
year.
Got any for the listeners?
Have I know they got any.
They're like, please, please
let
tell
me
they have
see,
some tips.
Let me see over here. What did the writers email? Kendall, happiness tip 1A. Always have a quest. Always have something that you're working on, that you're doing, that you're looking forward to.
Well,
a quest for life, bitch.
We luckily have had a 35-year quest to be thin.
Wait.
So we have been questing our whole lives.
And this is the point in our show, if the show of our lives, we would sing our 11 o'clock number about the quest to lose weight, and it goes something like this. To dream the impossible dream.
Loss.
To fight the unbeatable foe. Calorie intake.
Cholesterol.
To bear the unbearable sorrow of being so fat. That's and then it would go on
and
like
it,
that.
Yeah. For 45 minutes.
Always have a quest.
All right.
To bring it back to the thesis statement of that tip.
All right, now that we've graduated from English class.
Somebody put some pennies in that Peabody jar because this is worthy.
Well, we're informing so many people, so many wonderful things.
Kendall, what is that stain over there on your motel room bed?
Oh, I don't know. Has Charles been in here?
Was it here before you got here?
I hope not.
Uh-oh.
It's probably Charles. It made me vomit a little bit in my mouth. I'm sorry.
Kendall, speaking of throw up, I want you to learn something from everybody that you meet this coming year in 2018.
Learn something from everybody.
Everybody.
What about the stupid ones?
The stupid, let them teach you patience. Mm.
Amen to that.
God
damn well, it, Kendall.
Well, speaking of patience, Cliff, why don't you practice some patience?
Practice it,
practice, practice, practice.
Practice.
I am so tired of so many people that don't have patience.
Oh, I can't take them for one more minute.
But, don't, like, when you're driving down the road and people are riding your ass and trying to get to that next place, that doesn't make you angry. Don't you want people just to
take a breath? Take a breath.
Take a breath. Take a breath,
baby.
Take a breath, listeners.
Oh, my. Did I leave my dance belt in here?
No, dear. I think you left it over there in your bag, dear. Right outside of the class, dear. I tried to tell you before you ran all the way down here.
Oh, no. I'm sure I took it off in here. Did I put it over here near your bed, near this large stain on your bed, boy?
Yeah, what is that stain?
It looks very suspicious.
Dear, I'll leave a Tide stick right on the bed for you, dear.
Oh, don't use all of our Tide sticks, dear. You know, Fonkish is always spilling various staining liquids.
Dear, this is only the backup one, dear. I wouldn't give the good one to them.
Oh, praise Christ. The
dear, we must be getting back, dear. We're just finishing up the dance class and we're headed over to a cooking class.
Oh, and then we've got to play with the children.
Oh, of course, dear. I'm so excited.
Oh, the excitement of a new year.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys later.
Oh, man.
They're used to having a big glass wall between us and
they
them.
Are.
They just have all these conversations normally.
I can't. The patience. Kendall, but when I think to myself, what do I want to do? Of course, I want to record shows all year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to do a little segment I call, what would I do?
What would you do?
I'd record shows all year.
I know you would.
What would you do?
Well, I would record shows with you. But it's New Year's Eve night.
Yeah, it was last night,
it
baby.
It was, but okay, take yourself back to that moment, last night.
Going back,
Okay, you're out at a party, you're living it up.
Living it up.
And then all of a sudden, it comes up on the TV with breaking news.
Uh-oh, news done broke, y'all.
Everything we know is wrong. And New Year's Eve is actually in April. They had the whole calendar wrong.
Calendar is
so
wrong.
So it's just canceled. New Year's Eve is canceled. What do you do?
Well, it depends. Where am I?
You're out partying.
Oh, I'm out partying. Well, you keep partying.
There you go.
Then you go. Then you start thinking, well, where am I going to go and eat on the way home?
Good. You don't let it get to you.
Then you secretly in your head start thinking, what are the things I'm going to eat after I leave the people? And what can I eat when I'm alone?
So what you're saying is you're just going to have a normal thought process then.
Who gives a fuck? April. Who cares? That's nothing, Kendall. That is nothing.
All right. Well, that's what you would do.
We are people on Earth. Who cares what day it is?
Hey, man. Party Likes 1999, because
damn it. It sure it was. What a year.
What a year.
Kendall, what would you do? You're invited to a fancy home for a fancy dinner.
Oh, I hope I will be.
You dress real fancy and go there. And on the way in the car, you hear Reba McEntire's version of Fancy on the radio, but that's not important.
I like fitting.
Once you are there at this fancy party, mm-hmm. you realize each guest has been invited because each one's being blackmailed.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
Kendall, what would you do? And also, as a part B, what are they blackmailing you about?
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, you come clean! Thank you for going over to our air conditioner and turning it the hell off.
Well, sorry, there's this in-room air conditioner. It was just so loud in the background. I was worried it was interfering with our listeners' joy.
Well, I said it to come on and start cooling if it dipped above 60.
Well, good.
And it with two big giant fat heaters like you and me in the room, it dipped above. And yeah, what are they blackmailing you about?
Well, I'm trying to think what could they possibly be blackmailing me for?
What, they couldn't hold some idiotic show you've been doing for 10 years.
I get that they would have these reel-to-reel tapes,
yeah, of our show
of 10 years of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, and like, do you realize how many times you've yelled at all these people every morning? And how much you've ruined people's lives. They've had to take all this therapy. You've had to take therapy to recover.
Yeah.
That would be it.
We've ruined a lot of lives, I think. But what would you do? Well, even if you... Okay, something... Listeners, we knew it was too filthy for him to share on the air.
Butler.
Kill
the butler. Isn't that the normal conclusion to that scenario?
I don't know. He broke bad really quick.
Because I bet he's important in that story.
I don't know.
Who done it? I don't know. It was me.
We all done it. Isn't that how it really goes?
No.
In the end, we all done it.
All right, Cliff, it's the first day of the new year, and you're wanting things to start out on the right foot, but you realize your head is sewn to the carpet.
Uh-oh.
You are surprised, for sure. What do you do?
Well, I take out my trusty sewing scissors that are in my pocket at all times.
The ones that have Deus Ex Machina written on the side of them?
Yeah, they have. That's the brand.
Uh-huh.
And I carefully cut myself loose. I open the window and I say to the boy on the street below, "You there, boy, what day is today?" And he says, "Why, sir, what happened to your face?" I said, "I don't fucking ask me questions. What day is today?" And he would say, "Why, sir, today is New Year's Day." And I would say, "Thank you very much." And I would shut the windows and I would sing to myself in the mirror, "For old acquaintance should they be forgot and never brought to mind." And then on and on.
What?
And then people would be like, "Is that fucking Bruce Springsteen? Is that Buble rocking hard on the old Lang Syne?"
I was going to go with Buble.
And Buble, yeah.
Springsteen, maybe.
Sometimes, because I rock hard.
On different songs.
But I have perfect pitch, but I can also rock hard.
That was a Buble. That was for sure a Buble.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in the Groban family.
There you go. That's what you'd do.
That's what I would do. Now, I've got to ask you one.
Well, I'm trying to find out what I would do.
I was so caught up living in my New Year's Day moment. Kendall, guess what? You're asleep having a normal dream, and in this normal everyday dream, Susan is massaging your butt with sour cream, and suddenly, an angel of the Lord appears unto you. He saith that technology has far outpaced human evolution, and you have been chosen to select the one technological innovation to be removed from history forever, so saith the Lord. What would you do?
Well, first I'd pull my pants up.
Uh-oh.
Because I got sour cream all over my butt for some reason.
Because it's a normal every night dream?
I guess so. Although I'd go with some sort of dairy topping. Mm. Something that would be more, you know, appetizing.
Since sour cream is dairy.
Something more sweet.
Sweet, yeah. Sweet. What do you care? It's your butt.
Let's get to the real point at hand here.
All right.
I'm trying to think of what I would...
That was just the normal dream. You're focusing on the wrong thing.
What? Explain technological advance. It has to be something like computer, digital, or can it be anything?
Kendall, do you think an angry God has time for these questions.
Well, because I'd want some clarification from the Lord, but I would want to say...
You better walk, this is going to be a burning bush. It's going to be his clarification.
Well, I'm just going to say this.
Technological something.
I'd tell him a gun. I want those gone forever.
That's technology.
And then if he tried to fight with me on the technological
thing... You'd shoot him.
I'm like, well, you should have banned the guns, I guess.
Should have banned it, bitch. No. I think that's fine. I like the answer.
Okay,
I like
good.
It.
Good.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay.
You better have one more.
I got one more. I got two more, but I'm only...
No. I'll let you evaluate. If they're both good, I want them. But if, you know...
They're both pretty good.
Hey, then
right, here
give
we go.
Them.
Real quick.
The listeners, it's New Year's Day.
Mrs. Potter,
this is what we want to do all year. Why are we going to rush it now?
They're going to go long all year. Mrs. Potter, better turn. She's given a lecture on the many qualities of Rycliffe, and you noticed that her slip has fallen a bit, and there's a little more showing than she would be comfortable with. So you know she's talked in great detail about how inappropriate it is for the etiquette to interrupt someone speaking. So now you're in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I think the only thing that you could do is I would take my watch and glint it off the light, and I would spell out in Morse code to her, slip showing, just an FYI. And then she could decide then whether or not to interrupt the speech or not, which is ever. And then it would be interrupting but not.
Mrs. Potter-Butter-Butter-Turn actually wrote down the appropriate answer, and that was it.
That was
it?
She
got it. You know her so well.
Kendall, you find a big red jewel on the floor of a museum.
Ooh.
And knowing you rub it so you can see it shine, sparkle in the light. And guess what happens? A genie pops out.
Oh, thank God.
And he gives you a free wish.
Just once?
Well, you know, he's a salesman. He wants you to agree to the three real wishes, but he's giving you a wish for free.
Okay.
What would you do?
Man.
He says, make your wish.
Well, see, I've already got.
I will fulfill the prophecy.
I've already gotten the guns banned. Jesus already came to
God me. God already did that.
So I guess I would go ahead and wish for, I should say world peace, but I would wish to have just the $1 million.
$1 million?
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Well, he would give it to you, Kendall. Now, unfortunately...
And then I'd donate to a whole bunch of charities.
Well, Kendall, you wouldn't have a chance. Because, unfortunately, it was an evil djinn that wanted your soul. And he agreed to give you millions of dollars. What you didn't anticipate was that they would be millions of Sacagawea dollars dropped on you from above and killing you instantly.
Well, at least that money's going to go to some good charities. At least I did something good and helped people.
No, because it was magic money. It wasn't even really real.
Oh,
you had no time to make a will.
Oh, well, then that's just a sad story.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it.
I didn't say these were... this was the Sunday comics.
I didn't know this was Lemony Snicket's all of a sudden. Well, I have one more for you.
Real quick, Kendall, I'm going to give it to you
like that.
And then we're going to go immediately to break.
Charles is arrested for the intent to defecate in public. Long story, had a lot to drink. Anyway, they say he will let him go, but you have to promise not to let him leave your side for 6 months, or he will rot in prison. What do you do?
I say, give him to me. Here's my license. Yes, my name is Kendall. And we beat it, baby.
Well, it looks like I'll be going to jail in his place.
Now it's time for a break.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Hey, wish you owned a truck full of gas? Well, now you can own a car full of gas mileage. The incredible Datsun 210 hatchback. It's the highest gas mileage car you can buy. Number one. So why pour your money down the tank? Buy a Datsun.
Put your money in the bank, not in the tank. Buy a Datsun.
To save you money.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Get out. Get out, get out, get out.
Enjoy your life, enjoy your life.
Welcome back.
Acquaintance, welcome back. And welcome back. I'm Cliff, this is Kendall, and we're an internet talk show / Radio Philip program on Ryan 99, 4 a.m. Sunday mornings. Can you believe they still play us? Not that we have any confirmation at all that it's actually still happening, but we've been told. Why would they even play us in the first place, you might be asking? I don't know. Is the answer.
But for now, let me tell you why
we do these things. Oh. Have you seen? Oh, I know you've been just sitting here doing nothing, so I'll ask you.
Nothing.
Have you seen my silk underwear, Bowers? Mrs. Butter, 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 Turn and
dear,
I.
Dear,
have a beautiful, intimate moment.
Dear,
and I think it would be greatly helped if I had my silk.
They're on the air, dear. They're on the air.
On
dear.
The air.
You're supposed to talk about this in public. Dear, I know there's no booth, but we're in the
show
right now.
Pardon me, dear. I had a mind about it back here in your room and on your bed, Kendall Bowers.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, my goodness. Dear, it's improper etiquette. We'll have it cleaned immediately.
All right. Well, why? Okay.
But, dear, we must be going right now. Dear, we have many more things to accomplish before the end of the day.
Oh, yes. I think I need some ice from the ice machine, dear.
Oh, dear, we're going to have some tea first, and then we'll get the ice.
Oh, iced tea. You're going to have that every day of the year.
Oh, iced tea sounds good.
Oh!
Cliff, I was going to tell you some other tips.
All right.
To not be such a stick in the mud.
Okay.
Or actually, I haven't told you any, so I'm going to tell you one. Don't hold grudges.
Don't hold
Just
them.
Don't hold them against Mr. Snodbottom for having a bowel attack all over my bed over there. I'm not going to hold a grudge.
I think, you know, just don't judge. You know, people have such a tendency to not even to just judge other people, but to just judge everything.
And just to be
Yeah, and you know what? Life is not a blog review of something. Most things, who cares? You thought it was good? You thought it... I don't care at all.
Maybe we just grew up with too many years of Mr. Rogers and just enjoying just nice, quiet, wonderful time and not having to be just cranky and rude all the time.
Just spritz.
Don't be rude.
Oh, don't be rude. Bitches, idiots.
All
right.
Just a tip for you.
Kendall, here is a game I like to call Fat Word.
Clipping into Word.
Clipping into Word means the same thing, synonymous.
Yes, and that's what we're going to be using now, Cliff.
And that's what we're here for.
We don't need to explain it. People will get it as we go.
All right, Kendall, I've got a fat word for you.
Okay.
See if you can guess it from
these. Hit me with your fat word.
One word clues. First clue is round.
Ball.
Second clue is hole.
Donut.
The word was donut. Oh, Kendall, you're off to a great start this new year.
All right. Oh, good. See, maybe I'm going to get all the answers right this year.
This is our year. I told ya.
This is our year. All right. Here we go, Cliff.
All right.
Chubby.
Cliff.
Ample.
Bosom.
Full.
Wide.
Round.
Round, chubby, ample, full. Round, chubby.
I can't think of another good word for this.
Sphere.
The word was plump.
Plump.
I can't think of a word. I couldn't think of a word.
Sorry.
Let's move on to the next.
Listeners, this year, let's just move on from things.
Well, see, I'm not going to stress about things. Just move on. Forget that happened. All right.
For God's sake. All right, Kendall, got a fat word. Chicken.
Did you call me chicken? Giblets.
It was giblets. No.
What?
Green.
Egg.
Tomatoes is the next clue.
Green eggs and ham.
No.
Fried green tomatoes.
And so the word is?
Chicken. Fried green chicken.
Chicken. Fried chicken.
There's one word I'm looking for.
There's one word.
The fat word.
Oh,
You said it.
Fried.
Fried. Oh,
okay.
It's spreading what love? Spread love this year, listeners.
Hopefully that one's not indicative of what I'll be doing
for the rest of the year. Did you hear that exchange of love between two co-hosts playing that game?
So much love.
Did you hear it? Did you hear what I heard?
So Christmas is over.
Oh, shit.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Well, we still got these Christmas decorations up because they said it's a bad...
I know. They won't let us take it down until the first of the year. It's bad luck.
Today, we could... Oh, we've got to get Crockpot in here to take these things down.
Right after the show's over.
Yeah.
All right. Meaty.
Beefy.
Yes.
Hey.
Ding, ding.
Kendo, right. Here we go. Fat word for you.
All
right. Italian.
Pizza.
Dessert.
Cannoli.
Frozen.
Gelato.
Gelato.
Oh, gelato.
Hey, hey.
Hey-oh.
All right. Give me one more.
All right. Low.
Calorie.
Less.
Less filling.
Lighter.
Than air.
Coke.
Nostrils.
Less.
Sugar-free.
Lighter. Use the same words again.
Less lighter. Oh, but now I get it.
Diet.
Diet. No, oh, okay. There you go.
I was like, Coke, lighter. Yeah. Coke, less.
You tried.
I tried. Sorry.
And this year we're celebrating our efforts.
Good. I'm going to get an A for effort.
A for, well...
Oh, okay. I won't grade myself.
I don't know if we'll give an A. But we are proud of your effort.
Well, good.
Okay, how about that?
I'm glad that you're proud of
me. Let's just settle for being proud.
All right.
Oh, we thought we'd come in here and say what fine young people we think that you are.
You've been drinking, Mr.
Oh, no. We're trying to practice more generosity in our compliments this
day. It's a wonderful thing, dear, to practice, you know, telling people what you think that they do good, dear, not just the horrible things that people always saying to each other.
Oh, yes, and sometimes it's okay to say it even if you don't really mean it, if so long as it makes the person feel good on the inside.
Why do I feel like this is an intervention?
You're doing just fine,
boys. You're both wonderful, dear, of course. We just wanted to pass that along.
You're very wonderful. Happy New Year, boys.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Oh, would you like any ice? We got some extra ice.
Why are you so into ice today?
I simply absolutely wanted any. I didn't want an inquisition. Come along, dear.
No, Mr. Stop. I didn't mean anything.
There they go.
I didn't mean anything by it. He's so sensitive sometimes.
You know, aren't we all?
Yes, we are.
Now
are you calling me sensitive?
It's time for another segment I like to call Shout, Shout, Shout It All Out. These are the things we are shouting about. Come on.
We're shouting to you. Come on.
All right, Kendall, do you have any shout-outs for us?
I do. Yeah. I'm going to shout this one to you.
Shout it.
I want to give a shout-out to Mrs. Maple's Syrup Factory back in Busheltown.
Oh.
Susan really wanted that complete syrup tasting kit for Christmas, and you know how they ran out of rye syrup last year because of the tour, and so they got it for me just in the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time.
Shout-out.
Shout-out. Kendall, I got a shout-out to you. Because, of course, we've been sharing this motel room here in Bangladesh. And I want to shout it out to you for being able to sleep through a loud siren-like alarm clock for so many hours at a time.
It's a gift.
That is a talent. It's a true talent to be able imagine a police siren right by your face and yet sleeping peacefully through it. For just ever.
A quote comes to mind.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear a truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Yeah. That's it's close to the quote that came to my mind, too.
Yeah. All right. I've got to give a shout out to the... What did I write here?
I don't know. Shout it, baby!
I said shout out to Funky, and it changed it to Donkey. And I was like, shout out to Donkey?
It's an idiot Shrek character?
I had no idea. I couldn't make it out of my mind why I said that. All right, Cliff, I want to give a shout out to Funky.
Mm-hmm.
Learned her first magic trick this week. I've been working with her. And I'm hoping to saw her in half by early next year.
Let's do it.
I love more.
All right.
Let's do it. All right.
Kendall, very quickly, I want to give a shout out to Charles the Contractor's mom, because she spent Christmas with us, and, you know, after she left, she sent us all a bottle, or each of us, a bottle of her favorite champagne, which is the Food and More Select brand from Busheltown.
Yeah.
And I know Kendall's off the sauce, so I had to drink his.
That's why I wasn't drinking it.
That's why you weren't drinking it, but that's why I didn't even mention it when it came in. And so, but I want to give a shout out to Boogie, and that's shout it out.
Boogie Boogie.
Boogie Boogie.
All right, well, Cliff, I got this one over here. Mrs. Snodbottom wanted me to read for him, actually.
Oh.
As a shout out. So, Mrs. Snodbottom wanted to shout out to Dick over at Dick's Dolly's Doilies. They've been doing the Danish Dolly's Doilies for dollhouses for decades. Damn. They helped Mrs. Snodbottom get Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn a complete set of Dolly Doilies to match her life size with. And he was desperate before he decided to dial Dick's. So. Anyway, he says that they've also offered a deal to all the listeners. They can get 20% off.
Oh, they just mention our show?
Mention our show. They get 20% off Dick's Dolly Doilies.
Now, Dick's is an interesting name, and my bottom does hurt just thinking about it.
Oh.
Kendall, that's a Madonna quote for all the diehards. Kendall,
that's our bottom line.
I want to shout out to Love and Peace and Happiness and Equality.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think that anybody out there who is trying to put more of those things into the world, I just want to shout out to them. And, you know, if you take the first letters of each of those words, love, peace, happiness, and equality, and you rearrange them, it spells help. And I want you to tell me.
Help?
It does. And I want you. You're doubting me. Think about it more.
I'm doubting you.
Write it down if you need to.
I said, oh, it does?
It does. Kendall, I defy you to tell me something that would help the world more than those four things.
I think that's what we need.
And that word, Kendall, when I realized that in my meditations this morning, I felt like I had cracked the Da Vinci Code.
Well, I'm glad you're sharing it with the listeners so we can get the word out.
Yes, I want to. You just put more help out into the world. Mm-hmm. Love, peace, happiness, equality. I put help into the world when I sing and share the beauty of a perfect pitch.
I'm feeling the love right here.
Yes, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, he helps by making provocative films and giving eye-opening performances.
Hopefully he'll get some help this year.
He will.
Society.
He will. Help is on the way. Madonna helps by being the world's greatest living artist. And Kendall, I want to encourage you to think of a way you can help too. And so,
Cliff, I help all the time by putting up with Charles every day.
Kendall, spread love and equality and peace and happiness.
I'll try.
For God's sake.
I'll try.
In this new year.
I'll try.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I'm Claire.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
That's it. That's the show, right?
I guess.
Oh, wow.
Before you go, I just want to share a quote.
Oh, yes.
The book is called Opportunity. Its first chapter, New Year's Day.
Oh.
And that was Edith Lovejoy Pierce.
Oh, I know you're a big fan of Edith, dear.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Now let's go eat.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Well, now. Live it.
Live it. Do it.